one. But for Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales, certainly in the more central and southern parts, it'll be a fine dry day. Good deal of sunshine to begin with, clouding over somewhat later on. Clouding over somewhat later on. Clouding over somewhat later on.
Unfortunately, the mainstream coverage only served to further cloud the chemtrail issue, as we shall see. The mainstream coverage gives three different explanations of the strange trails. Weather modification, or geoengineering. Military chaff, or normal contrails. Yet each of these explanations have contradictions within themselves. First, weather modification.
American nuclear physicist Edward Teller was among the first scientists to model an experiment that would address the issue of global warming. He speculated that aluminum oxide could be injected into the upper atmosphere. It would act like tiny mirrors and deflect a portion of the sun's rays back into space.
So the contrails are forming cirrus cloud and there's natural cirrus cloud in the same area. Well, most natural clouds actually reflect more sunlight back to space than they supply infrared heat energy towards the Earth. However, cirrus clouds are different. They actually radiate more heat energy than they reflect solar energy back to space. And therefore, cirrus clouds contribute to global warming.
You could use barium oxide, for example, which makes big fluffy clouds. You could use tiny little bits of aluminum, which is benign in the environment, and essentially manage the climate.
Now, the EPA tells us that high levels of aluminum and barium can affect the nervous system and cause high blood pressure. And then there is Professor Gregory Benford of NASA and UC Irvine, who told us in our last story about ideas for modifying the weather that he says aren't happening now, but will probably happen down the road. But for Peterson, the future is now. She says she combed over drinking water data from the last 10 years available from the State Department of Health. Her conclusion, those same chemicals, barium and aluminum and others, are showing up in water supplies across the state, spiking, sometimes above standards set by the Department of Health.
The earliest that I was involved in weather modification research in the United States was with Project Storm Fury, which has a history dating back to the 1960s.
Geoengineering has been around for a number of decades.
During the Vietnam War, the U.S. military began seeding clouds along the Ho Chi Minh Trail to create floods and wash out North Vietnamese supply routes. It was known as Operation Popeye, and crews flew over 2,000 spray missions.
Our next round is called Ring of Truth and utilizes the groundbreaking notion of rewarding correct answers with points. Celebrity facts are what it's all about, but are they facts or fiction? Clouds were once removed from the sky so that Paul McCartney could perform Good Day Sunshine at a concert.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Well, you can move clouds if you really want.
What you do is, you can either fly a plane over it and drop silver oxide on it, or you can shoot a rocket into the cloud. You can basically steal other people's rain if you do that. The cloud's going over. Is this a dream? No, you can't.
So you're telling me that it's possible to move the cloud?
No, I think it's true. Yeah, you have to have a lot of money.
It might sound like a stupid question, but why would he move the cloud?
Well, because it's good day sunshine. It can't be good, bold, cloudy day sunshine.
Just because the song's called Good Day Sunshine doesn't mean you have to have the cloud move.
Yeah, but
when he sang Don't Let Me Down, did he gaffer tape himself to a lamppost?
It's like at my 21st, I didn't want clouds, so my dad had them removed.
What?
At my 21st, it was outside and we didn't have a marquee, so he removed the clouds.
Yeah.
Did he really? Did he send up planes?
Did
you honestly, at your 21st birthday, get a cloud moved?
No, I got more than one. There was... Oh, my God. The whole sky just over our house in Hampshire was blue.
Yeah?
Just to match my dress.
You spoilt bitch!
It's called weather modification, is what they call it.
The fact is, you definitely can do it. The question is, did Paul McCartney have
you could do it. You don't need a big old Gulfstream, just a little plane. To be honest, actually, it's not a thing about being rich.
It's slightly to do with being rich. You get a plane to move a cloud, surely.
I'm saying it doesn't have to be a Learjet. I mean, we live on a farm.
As opposed to these council estate Cessna light aircraft, you mean?
Do you think some of the problems of drought in Africa have been caused by too many people having 21st birthday parties too close to each other?
So, David, what are you thinking?
I think it's eminently plausible.
They're saying it's true. Lee?
Well, what do you think, Tara? What are we saying?
I think it's true. Okay. He mustn't use my plane.
Don't say it is.
I'll say it's absolutely, sniffing well true.
Okay, and I can tell you that it is absolutely true. Well done. Yes, it's true. Paul McCartney did have clouds removed so he could perform Good Day Sunshine at a concert. Later that same concert, the audience asked to have its ears removed before he performed the frog chorus.
Sticking with our theme of the Germans, here's a worrying piece of news. You have to bear with me. It'll take a second to get there. Mercedes, next to their factory, they have a car park. Into that car park, they put all the new cars as they build them. So they line them all up, all shiny. Mm-hmm. Their problem is, every year, there are massive hailstorms. Massive. Big hailstones come down, ruin the paint on all their brand new cars. Mercedes, being Mercedes, obvious solution, just control the weather. So they've learned a way of sending aeroplanes up, and they drop chemicals on the clouds, and that in turn breaks down and dissolves the hailstones. No hailstones, doesn't destroy
the cars. But this is a big problem.
Well, this is a big problem, because those hailstorms came for a good reason. God sent them, and God sent them with good reason, because just up the road from the Mercedes factory is the German wine-producing area. God doesn't like German wine, let's be honest.
So every year, God sends hailstorms to flatten the German vines, so we don't have to have any Blue Nun and Black Tower. And now Mercedes has gone along. We have God's riddles of clouds. More German wine, I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen.
It's terrifying. It's bad news.
No, but I just wondered, why don't they just, for example, build a shed?
Well, because they're German.
This would be simple.
If it's hailing, I don't think...
It is easier to send a Messerschmitt into the clouds and
shoot the cloud.
With chemtrails, the explanation of weather modification is left a mystery, full of contradictions. Instead of cooling the planet and saving life, it creates warming and sickness, and the report's conflicting information make it impossible to conclude that it is happening at all. The military chaff explanation doesn't make things much clearer either.
Last weather segment. This is inevitably military or something going on. The government, the Air Force, they send out what's known as chaff, and it's a way to experiment with the radar system. Now, when you see this kind of a pattern like this, you can rest assured there's something going on. They're actually little bitty magnetic and little bitty strips of, whether it's aluminum, you know, they change it, but what happens is the radar deflects off of all these little pieces, and they use it actually as a jamming mechanism for radar in warfare, but it can also jam our radar and make rain appear that there really is no rain out there.
This is what we call chaff, and what happens here, military jets, some come out of Key West Air Force Base, and they move off into the atmosphere, and they drop Mylar strips, which some are coated, and if they come back to me on camera, they're about the size of this piece of paper, and they vary in size. Some could be a little wider, some are small glass fibers that are coated in aluminum. And what the Air Force does is they take their military jets and they dump these out of the aircraft, they fall in the atmosphere, and some take as much to a day to fall down, and it's to confuse enemy radar, and they use these training exercises to, again, confuse that radar to make these little blobs appear, and it has been proven that back in operations of the Balkans and also the Gulf War that this has saved many pilots' lives. So, Don, it's a nuisance to you and I to determine what's real and what's not, but it looks like it is a life-saving operation there from the military.
Indeed. Well, that's our job here, to separate chaff from the rain.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Trent. That's very interesting. All right, we've got partly cloudy evening in Pahrain.
They're like little needles coated with aluminum, and they're bundled together. And they have been used since the Second World War to produce artificial targets for radar.
To help clarify the confusion about whether chemicals for weather modification or military chaff are being released into the atmosphere, the Discovery Channel did a scientific test.